I'm Jackie.
And I'm Ashley.
Welcome to The Witching Hour. The Witching Hour is a little extension of Dumb Witch Club where we give you a witchy quickie.
What that is we take a big topic, break it down into bite-sized pieces, and we have a little sip of something to drink.
Yes, yes we do. Yes, we do.
A little sip.
Just, well, a small to large sip.
Small,
you know,
to
whatever.
Extra,
like,
large gulp.
Right, yeah. To a half a bottle, to a bottle. Whatever.
To a whole bottle sometimes. Don't judge us.
No, nobody can. So this is the Josh brand of wine.
Yeah.
This is a Pinot Grigio. It's a good brand.
It's a good brand.
Yeah.
Solid, right?
Solid, widely available. If you read the back, which I don't know if it still says, but it definitely used to say that it's named after the winemaker's father.
Oh, that's sweet.
Was Josh.
So,
yeah, so cute. So happy to be back to a Pinot Grigio.
I know, right? We're back, cheers. Everyone.
Ooh, fruity fresh.
Oh, yeah, that's just really...
just good.
I don't know. It's, like, very good. I have no notes.
Yeah.
She's like, A plus. A plus, no notes.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's, like, literally in my mind, if someone's like, do you want a Pinot Grigio? This is it.
Yeah. This would be a
good
one.
There's nothing surprising about it.
No, it's what, yeah, that's exactly
right.
But in
an excellent way.
Uh-huh, like, if you want a Pinot Grigio, this is what you're asking mm-hmm. for. This would be really nice to have on hand at home, like, if people are coming over, whatever, if this is what they want, just a basic white wine.
Crowd pleaser.
Very much so.
Yeah, but just to say a little bit, it's a little bit citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super, super dry. Like, there's a little bit of a lengthier finish, yep. But it's not sweet.
Nope.
And it goes down easy.
It does. I love it. Josh. Nice little cutie.
See, this is perfect because our episode today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's witchy power couples.
Power couples. Sometimes we do power thruples. Today sometimes. Today we're doing power couple. Couples.
And, I mean, obviously, we are. So that's a given.
Duh.
But no, so what this means
ooh.
Is what? Oh, God.
We're kind of a thruple today because we got Josh here.
Ooh, true facts. Ooh, and his son Joseph. So,
uh-oh.
Damn.
Uh-oh. This is getting
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's
oh, no.
the devil's four-way.
A wine-soaked four-way. What is happening?
Okay.
Who am I? Who am I today? Mercury's in retrograde. That's who I am today. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that's who you are. That's Mercury in retrograde.
That's who I embody this week.
Some
I'm unhinged.
Excellent wine here. Okay, so really? What is this whole power couple concept? So what it is, well, this was your idea.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
I want you to explain it.
Yeah, so power, I forgot it was my idea.
It was.
That's so cute. I'm so cute. So my idea was that there are certain ingredients or objects, tools, items, what have you, that really go together as a team and a pair and really enhance each other. And for certain things you're trying to achieve, putting them together really just creates that spark in your witchcraft that you want.
Definitely.
And sometimes it's three. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you need three.
Yes. So open-minded.
That. Uh-huh.
So today I have two.
Yeah,
I
have
first.
I have two as well. And yes, you may go
okay.
first.
So my two are rosemary.
Love.
Which I have a giant trimming of rosemary here. You probably don't need this much, but you know, if you have it luckily around you, or you can buy it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's very, very fragrant. Mm. Like, you can smell it from here. Like, you don't even need to get too close to it.
Lovely.
So rosemary, at least in, it can be symbolic of many things, love and companionship yeah. and things like that. I'm kind of thinking of it in terms of memory or remembrance.
Oh, I love this. I'm going to cry. Okay.
Yes. Because I'm pairing it with amethyst.
I love amethyst.
Amethyst is a really good all-purpose crystal.
100%.
But I'm really using this to pair with the rosemary in terms of something that's might go a direction you weren't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Amethyst is good for physical properties and physical ailments, like ooh. Headache and
oh.
fatigue.
Oh, okay.
So I'm using, like, your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Memory,
mm-hmm.
headache, like, these will help you if you're struggling with concentration, if you're overwhelmed, if Mercury retrograde, you're not communicating the best. Pairing these both together will really help you with that kind of stuff. So that was kind of the direction that I was going with that pairing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And it just looks stunning together like that.
Yes. And if you get rosemary that has the flowers blooming on it, they're like a really pretty purple color, so it'll match your amethyst. You can just bundle this up, put it on your altar. You can hang it. You can tie them together and like hang it or place it on your altar somewhere. So anyways, cute. That's my power couple.
Love it. Love this couple. They're equally important and equally amazing.
Definitely.
Hot. Hot. Hot couple. Okay. Mine's like a sweet, soft couple.
Aww.
Yeah, mine are like, mine are like both bottoms. It's like one of those situations.
Cute.
I know. Super cute. So I have chamomile and salt.
Amazing.
Yeah. And
salt's definitely verse, not bottom. Just saying.
Yeah, that's actually true. That's actually true. But in together in this little situation, I feel like it's very sweet and very soft.
Yeah.
And my, I mean, yes, they like represent a lot of different things. It can be a lot of different things, both of them for sure. But my idea for this one, especially with this energy that's kind of around us now, is chamomile for that protection factor, anti-anxiety.
Yeah.
Chamomile is very calming. It's very grounding. And then salt is all about that purification and protection. So the two together are really going to kind of help stabilize you and make you feel not as crazy during this kind of retrograde and eclipse period of time.
Yes, which I think both of our power couples are giving for this season.
I agree. And I just put mine in a little spell jar, and you, that's how you can do it. Or you can put them just on your altar in a simmer pot, just whatever you want to do.
Amazing. Yes. I love these. So, okay, good. So we have some very strong power couples here and here
and here and here
and everywhere.
So cheers to that.